sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A flock of pigeons is cooing and pecking at the pavement in the harbor parking lot, milling about with their funny, bobbing walk. They all look the same to me, but my daughter points out some distinctions. There's a domineering one with different colored toenails, a small young bird with crossed wingtips, and another one with a white tail feather. She asks me how pigeons got to Alaska. Pigeons were introduced to North America in the 1600s, the same way dogs, goats, and cats were introduced as domestic animals. Pigeons were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago in Egypt and throughout the Middle East, and pigeons have moved around the world as people moved. They were cultivated for food, as pets, and for their remarkable homing ability, which made them valuable as messengers. They are known to many people as carrier pigeons or homing pigeons. Like most domestic animals, they are very trainable. Pigeons were a key subject for famed psychologist B.F. Skinner in his work on learning and behavior. In the Anchorage, Matsu, Kenai, and Fairbanks areas, pigeons were unintentionally introduced by hunters who used them to train hunting dogs and to train birds of prey used in falconry. Those that escaped survived as feral wild pigeons. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.